Turn with me to Acts chapter 11, verse 19. Here is where we left off in our study in the book of Acts. We've been seeing that the book of Acts, on the surface, is the events of the early church that followed the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. And so these are the things that were done under the anointing of Pentecost. But on the other hand, as we have also seen, there is an underlying prophecy here in these chapters that instructs us about the events that will follow the fulfillment of the Feast of Tabernacles in our time. There's a dual role of these 10 or 11 chapters from chapter 3 through 12. There's 10 chapters here that we're dealing with, and chapter 12 is the divider in the book of Acts. From chapters 3 through 12 really deals on a prophetic level with the second work of Christ, or the Feast of Tabernacles, and what follows. From chapter 13 on, as we will see, deals with the Apostle Paul's ministry. Everything up to Acts 12 deals with the progression and prophetic things leading up to Paul's ministry. Then chapter 13 deals with Paul's ministry. So Acts 12 is kind of the divider in the book of Acts, and prophetically speaking, it's also a divider in our day, because from chapters 3 through 12 teaches us the things that we need to know, not only about Pentecost and the events following, but also the Feast of Tabernacles and the events following as well. The things that we need to know to be equipped to do this second work of Christ under this greater anointing of the Feast of Tabernacles. So Acts 12 culminates the preparatory teaching that we ought to know if we're to understand the work that is before us. So once again, this is a prophetic chapter. I want to say one other thing too. Chapter 12 particularly deals with Herod Agrippa, who wanted to kill Peter, and he did kill James. James and Peter in this situation represent the two works of Christ. And if you recall from Leviticus chapter 14 about the two doves to heal the lepers or to cleanse lepers, the first dove was killed and the second one was dipped in the blood of the first and let loose into the open field. So you have the death work as the first work, and then you have the living work, which is the second work. Christ's first work was such that he had to die. But the second work, which we are in today, is a living work. And so we find that Herod killed James with the sword, but God set Peter free. And Herod could not kill Peter. You might ask, a lot of people have asked this, well, wait a minute now. If God could save Peter out of the prison and save him from getting killed, why couldn't he do this with James? Well, it's because James represented the first work of Christ, and he had to die. It was his time. He was a martyr. He had come back from Spain and Sardinia, where he had been on a mission trip. This is in 44 AD, about 11 years after Pentecost. When he got back, Herod Agrippa killed him with the sword and put Peter into prison. None of this was by accident, and none of this got by without God knowing what's going on. God was perfectly capable of saving James and Peter, but he did not, because we needed to learn something about the two works of Christ. So here's an illustration of the law in Leviticus 14. So we cannot really understand Acts chapter 12 without having a prior understanding of Leviticus 14.